Oh, Mikeless. That's my Mikeless.
Mikeless, who is not a DJ.
How do you know?
Mike is a man of many talents and skills. I just don't see Mike behind the ones and twos. He is our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bed River Sportsbook. But, Mike, you're not a DJ, right? I'm correct?
No, not since. I think in college I had a little show.
Oh, okay.
And back in the old, where you kind of queued up the albums.
Okay.
That dates me a little bit. That would have been, late 80s.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Can you tell us about that party and how it ended up?
Well, that was the end. That was the last time I did it.
Okay.
So
okay.
I went on to other things. I went on to, I enjoy music. That's my kind of music. Try to stay current. But I don't cross over much past alternative rock.
Right on, Mike. Broncos had their mini camp this weekend. Saw some clips of Greg Dulcich. Looks like a pretty speedy tight end with those very short shorts on.
Yeah, I thought he looked like Nate Jackson a little bit.
That's
you know,
what I was
Nate always looked good in shorts and his helmet. And you know, this guy, you know, he's got the a lot more flowing curly locks, that's for sure. But you know, he caught the ball. He ran routes. He ran that. You know the route where you run out, you're kind of in the seam area, you run out, you fake it to the right, to the boundary, and then you cut it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Tight ends run that all the time. There's a little diagonal to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he snagged those balls. There was one ball that Berrier misfired, and it was still catchable. That he didn't get, but I'm sure he's not going to catch them all, especially as a rookie.
So talk a little bit about how that practice is structured, because it is all rookies out there, right? So are they doing any 11-on-11 stuff? Are they doing 7-on-7, or is it all kind of individual drill work?
It was all individual. They had one team period where there was, I shouldn't say team period. The linemen weren't around. So they had, six guys against air on offense, basically the shell of the defense on the other side of the field.
Okay, and so they're not doing offense versus defense?
No.
Okay.
No, they didn't do that.
Got it.
And they will they'll get the first taste of that next week. This week is one more week of phase two where the coaches aren't around and you can do on-field work. But as far as I know, the coaches, maybe the coaches are, I get my phases in the off season, but next week is OTAs. The rookies, stuck around after the mini camp. They're here this week. They'll mix in with the vets. So it's pretty much the 90 man roster. You know, the 2022 Broncos 90 man roster is out there as of today.
Were there any surprises or anybody who flashed at this mini camp this past weekend?
None of the tryout. They had 11 tryout guys, you know, kind of to fill the lines and you know, they needed Berrier to play quarterback. He was their lone quarterback. But other than that, you know, if someone flashed, it was kind of for coaches only, you know, maybe hustled from drill to drill, maybe paid attention. Coaches could tell were paying attention. You know, meetings type stuff in the practices. I didn't notice too much. You know, as far as the undrafted guys, Christopher Allen didn't do much because of the Liz Frank. They're being conservative with him. There's an undrafted receiver that made a couple of nice catches. Number 13. I can't remember his name. Jalen something. I can't remember his name right offhand, but he looked pretty good.
Talk a little bit about the receivers and what it's going to take to make this team for a guy like that number 13, an undrafted guy. Because you got four guys locked up already, right? You got Jerry Jeudy, you got KJ Hamler, you got Tim Patrick, you got Cortland Sutton, and presumably this young guy they drafted to be the kick returner. How many spots are going to be available for a guy to try to make this roster at a receiver?
Yeah, I don't see many. Jalen Virgil or Jalen Vigil was the guy's name, by the way. I just looked him up. You know, you've got you've named four, six make it. Seth Williams is still around, and he was out there. I would think Seth Williams would have a real good chance. Tyree Cleveland is back. I think all these guys, all these receivers that they got, you know, they're looking at practice squad, barring injury. And even then, you know, you might pick up a veteran. But barring injury, I think they're pretty well set at receiver.
With the OTAs next week, Mike, there are very few contested positions available on this squad. Do you have any positions that you're looking to gain the answers from, or will be kind of the start of possible training camp battles that will reveal itself next week?
I think offensive line's got heavy competition, especially in the interior. You know, I think Moody is going to push Dalton Risner. Plus, you got Billy Turner, who Billy Turner is not. I don't think he's going to go in OTAs. He's still coming back. You got Tom Compton, and these are right tackle positions too. And Calvin Anderson, Luke Wattenberg. I don't see him seriously pushing Lloyd Cushenberry at center, but he'll, you know, he'll mix it up and get in there. Quinn Miners is also a candidate to switch around from right guard to center to left guard. He played all three last year, if you include training camp and the preseason. So I think the interior, Ben Braden came over from Green Bay. He knows the Hackett system. I think with the new zone blocking system that they're bringing here and these holdover offensive linemen coming from the Munchak, kind of the more of a power type system, I think there's going to be real competition on the offensive line from right tackle all the way over to left guard.
You're talking about that zone blocking scheme. It affects the tight ends as well, right? And so they signed Eric Salbert, who's a road grading, you know, toss him out the club type of blocker. And so is Eric Tomlinson. He's even bigger. That leaves Albert O and Greg Dulcich to me to kind of fight it out for that guy who's going to be that pass receiving threat. But if those guys want to be that pass receiving threat, they also have to learn how to block, how to stick their head in there and not make the big mistake like you saw Albert O make last year to lose the game. Which one of those guys, Albert O or Greg Dulcich, do you see, Mike, kind of being the front runner for that role?
That's a good question. I think next year it'll be Dulcich. I'm not sure about this year because he's a rookie. He's not a bad. He was not a bad college blocker. He is, I think, more of a complete tight end than Albert O eventually. But Albert O has 2 years under him of blocking. And Dulcich is, you know, he's going to learn. You know, they were talking about Outen. Justin Outen spoke the other day after the mini camp, and he said that the Dulcich is willing, but the technique, you know, reading between the lines didn't sound like the technique was there. How to block isn't quite there, as you would expect. So right now I give Albert O the lead, but Dulcich, you know, I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if Dulcich is the number one tight end before the season's out.
All right, Mike, let's break the news then. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mikey.
That was Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.